He took the blame, you know. And a little later, the queen farted again. And this time the Spanish ambassador gets up and says, "Oh, please pardon me for my inexcusable behavior." And the German ambassador is just sitting there and boiling, you know, because he has been so slow that he has not been the first to rise up and take the blame.
Okay.
So the German ambassador rises up and he says, "I take responsibility for the next."
It's similar to that, it's a different version. Dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful lady at the middle of the table, and an American and a Frenchman on either side of her, and she farts.
Uh-huh.
And the American immediately gets up and says, "Excuse me." And the Frenchman's thinking, "This is horrible. An American beating a Frenchman to manners. I cannot accept this." So he says, "This will not happen again." And sure enough, later in the dinner, she farts again. And the American's about to say, "Excuse me." And the Frenchman jumps up and says, "No, no. This one is on me."
So we definitely have to try all of this tomorrow. Farting is going to fart.
Having had this many fart jokes in one retreat, Rinpoche. Is this a first?
I think this is really not very
not
often.
Not normal.
The good thing about it, as we grow older, we will completely forget the yes. jokes from previous year.
They will be
so
more.
We can reuse them again and again and still find them funny.
Yeah. There is a joke, you know, about summer. This four old men or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know.
What was that?
Well, it's a group of men.
Yeah.
Who
go to a strip bar.
After graduation or something, mm-hmm. they are still very young and they commit together every 5 years or 10 uh-huh. years and have dinner together. So when they were in their 20s, late 20s, uh-huh. they gather and somebody says, "Where should we go for dinner?" Uh-huh. And somebody says, another one says, "Well, we could go to this place." And because they have the girls that serve are really nice and they have cleavage and everything, so they all agree and yeah let's go there. So they go there, have dinner, and then 10 years later they are in the late 30s or perhaps early 40s, and somebody says, "Where should we go?" And somebody says, "The same restaurant," but now he says, "Because they have good food and the wines are really nice, so maybe we should go there." And everybody agrees, "Yes, let's go there." Then a bit later, somebody says, now they're in their 60s or 70s, and somebody says, "Where should we go?" "We should go same restaurant." And they say, "Because, you know, they have access to wheelchairs." So everybody says, "Oh, good idea." A little later, in their 80s, they again
come together
and say, "Where should we go?" And somebody says, "The same restaurant." So we should go there. And somebody else says, "Oh, good idea. We've never been there before." Yeah, that was the one.
Yes, yes. Tell me.
Okay, this elegant lady's riding a bus, mm-hmm. and a bum gets on and sits next to her.
Okay.
And she turns to him and goes, "You smell." Uh-huh. And he turns to her and says, "No, lady, you smell. Uh-huh. I stink."
That's a good one.
I don't think I heard this.
Diana said you had.
Maybe I did.
Good joke, we never heard it before.
Yes, good joke, I never heard it before.
war, so fine, I shall try to remember the elephant story.
You have new chapters?
No, do we have nationalities?
That's something you can hardly remember and also hardly forget.
Forget. Right, exactly. Absolutely.
Have you been listening in the archive to these 250 jokes?
No, not really.
Well, it's there for the next generations.
Yeah. So when I forget everything, then I listen and then laugh.
Yeah, again and again.
I never heard this before.
No. Oh, that's a new version. Oh, a new version.
Una broma.
Rápidamente un chiste.
Okay, I will have one.
She's one.
Do you know what's the smallest book ever published?
Smallest book.
Yes, shortest book ever. This is very Dutch joke. You don't know? Yeah? It's the shortest book ever published is the German jokes.
One page.
Sorry. The shortest book ever published, it's about the
German's
humor jokes. And jokes. Just one page.
The shortest book.
The shortest book ever published, it's about the German humor.
With an English audience, the comedian tells a joke. The English audience laughs first to be polite. Then they laugh a second time because everyone else is laughing. And then they laugh a third time when they finally get the joke. An American audience doesn't laugh because he's heard it before.
Because?
Okay. Well, the lion is very upset because the turtle is very sad. So he calls all the animals of the realm and say, you have to tell a joke to make the turtle laugh. So the turtle has to laugh. But be careful, because if you tell a joke and the turtle doesn't laugh, your head is going to cut. It's going to be cut off. So everyone is scared. And they push the monkey and they say, you go, monkey, you go, because you are the funniest of us. You have to make the turtle laugh. So the poor monkey is there trying to remember a joke. And he kind of remember a very good joke, his best joke. And he tells a joke. And the turtle is still. So she doesn't laugh. So the monkey gets his head cut off. And then somebody else has to come and make the turtle laugh. So like the elephant, who is very, very generous, and he's brave, and he goes there and he tries his best, and he says a regular joke. And the turtle is like, ha? Huh? And then they say, okay, you like the elephant's joke. And she says, no, but I just understood the monkey's joke. Took ages for him to understand.
Macabre.
There was this big accident. A snail and a turtle. They banged together and they took them to the hospital. Uh-huh. And the doctor asked, when the turtle woke up, asked the turtle, what happened? And the turtle said, I don't know, it all happened so fast. Uh-huh. Turtle and snail, they both...
That's Alan Tejo.
No.
No, it's too fast.
Too fast. Too fast for Entel.
But that is a very good joke.
Yeah.
We never heard something like that.
No.
That joke? But this is a Mexican joke.
Okay.
Oh,
you mean? Yes. It's, I'll tell you later who told it before, because then it, you are not prejudiced. So there is three men going to the sauna, three friends, and of course they go to the sauna and they're all naked and have nothing on. And one is a German, the other is a Japanese, and the third one is a Mexican. And then they sit there and enjoy themselves, and the German keeps looking on his wrist, and it's a naked wrist. So the Mexican says, "What are you doing? There's nothing happening." Well, the German says, "Well, no, we Germans have the best gadgets. I have a chip implanted, and I can see the projection of the time and the videos that are being played over the air without any visible device." "Oh," says the Mexican, "that's very sophisticated." And then the Japanese says, "Well, I can see the 3D and 4-dimensional vision just like that. How come you don't have any gadgets?" "Well," the Japanese says, "I have a special eye implanted that projects everything that I can fantasize about, and it comes really real in full color." And then the Mexican says, "Well, you're so sophisticated. We Mexicans don't have these kind of things. We are not so modern." Okay. Then at some point the Mexican has to go to the toilet, and he comes back from the toilet and sees something white fluttering behind him, and he says, "Wait a minute, I think a fax is coming." A fax.
Now, you two, we get that joke. There are a lot of people here who wouldn't, because they didn't exist when they were born.
Salma Hayek.
Really? Stops. Wow.
Recording.
I have a question. Why would a blonde woman keep empty bottles in the fridge? I think I asked this question before.
I think somebody told you.
I don't know where I heard it from. Do you know the answer? If you know, don't say it. Why would a blonde woman keep empty bottles in the fridge?
Because there might be some people who might not want to drink anything.
You need the answer. That's not fair.
We have to anticipate.
I think I told you. I heard it from somewhere else, and I told you I was going to tell this joke, but I thought you would have forgotten about
it. Not when you tell it.
Yeah. I have the license to tell blonde jokes.
I forgot jokes before, but now I forget.
There were two friends, and one of them says to the other, "I'm in big trouble." And the other one says, "What's wrong?" "I have a mouse in my house." "Yeah, so what's wrong? You put a trap?" "I don't have any trap." "Well, I'll give you one." "That's very kind of you." Gave him, "And you just put some cheese." "The next day you got the mouse." "I don't have any cheese." You put some bread with some olive oil, you smear some olive oil, and "I don't have any olive oil." "Well, just put some bread, it will work." "I don't have any bread." His friend turns to him, "Listen, you don't have cheese." you don't have olive oil, you don't have bread, what the hell is the mouse doing in your house? These football players, they had a game on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon comes, they go to the stadium and start dressing up 10 minutes before. One of them looks, where is Jimmy? Yeah. He's not here. And one of them said, he told me he had a funeral. His father's, his best friend's father died. But listen, 10 minutes to go and... can you phone him? Okay, he phones him and says, hello, so we are waiting for you. He says, what happened? He says, listen, I think I cannot make it. Cannot make it? Listen, you are the best player. You have to come. No, but there's a problem here. My friend, his family, they have this strange tradition. They always take the fortune teller with them to the funeral. And he throws the dice and gets in a trance. And then he says, which one is going to die next? And he did that. And he said, the one who's going to die next is the one who leaves the cemetery in the first place. So it's been 10 hours since we're here. We've ordered pizzas, drinks, coffee. The old people are playing cards, the other dominoes. The youngsters are with their cell phones. And I think I'm going to get out of here soon. Nobody wants to leave the cemetery.
So, but you're still there.
He's still there. Everybody's there.
The young, naive man who joined the Irish Republican Army during the Troubles to do his bit, and his first assignment was to blow up a bus, but he burnt his lips on the tailpipe.
Anybody has a joke? You have a joke, another one?
I have the one I told you in Barcelona. Do you remember that one? The sorcery. So there's a guy who goes to a doctor wizard because they told him, okay, this guy is amazing. He can guess whatever you have, whatever disease you have, he will guess. You just have to bring your pee and then he will know. So he brings his pee, and the doctor wizard is like, he smells it. Okay, you've got AIDS. So the guy says like, come on, that's bullshit. I don't think that's real. I will go come back. And he goes to his place. He asks his wife to pee in the pot, his daughter to pee in the pot, and then he mixes with his tar's oil. So he comes back to the doctor wizard and he says, okay, please tell me what I have. And the doctor wizard is like, okay. Okay. Your wife is cheating on you. Your daughter is pregnant. Your car is about to get crashed, and you've got AIDS.
No, it's very short. It's very short. You don't need to record. No.
I tell you a joke.
Yeah. No, it's a man going to the doctor, no? Examination, everything. And then at the end, the doctor said, I have really two bad news for you. First, you have Alzheimer. Second, you have cancer. And then the man said, oh, I'm so happy I have no Alzheimer.
Always look on the bright side.
Yes, he made him laugh.
I forgot.
This guy?
He's playing. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not playing. Now I forgot. Again. Wait. Maybe it's because of the phone.
Not too close. No, the other way.
Yeah. This guy said, if you... Now, watch out for your health. Because when you die, another man's going to take your wife, take your house, and take your car. Mm-hmm. And the other guy sitting there said, that all happened to me, and I'm not even dead yet.
This blonde, pretty woman on a plane, and getting ready to take off, and this lawyer sits down next to her, and he wants to play a game, and she just wants to read her book. So he says, you know, I'll give you $50 if you can't answer my question, and you give, or if I can't answer your question, you give me $50. She says, no, I don't want to play, I want to read. He says, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $500 if you can't answer, and you pay me $5 if I can't answer. Okay, she figures she's not going to get rid of him anyway. So she says, I'll ask the first question. She says, what's green and yellow, has three legs, and flies? And he says, oh, okay. And he gets on his phone and internet and looks everywhere, calls his office. Finally, she goes back to reading her book. Finally, the plane's ready to land. And he hands her $500 and says, okay, I give up. What's yellow and green, has three legs and flies? And she looks at him and says, I don't know, and hands him $5.
I got lost.
That's a smart, well, I don't. It's a smart blonde joke.
Oh, it's a smart blonde joke.
Yes.
Oh.
Smart blonde jokes are very, very, very scarce.
The lawyer's driving his fancy Mercedes, and he crashes, and it rolls over.
Still getting jokes.
Yes. Stay close.
Okay. And it rolls over, and he gets out all torn up, and he's going, my car. And other people, you know, the police and everyone's there. And one says, I don't know about your car, but part of your arm's missing. Uh-huh. And he looks at his arm, part of his arm, and goes, my Rolex.
So we have one more version of the story of the old queen farting. And this is supposed to be the old Queen Victoria of England. And she was having this grand dinner party with all the ambassadors from various countries. And at some point, the Queen farted. Whereupon the French ambassador immediately jumps up and says, I am so sorry for this. Please excuse my bad behavior, and sits down. And a little later, the queen again farts. And then the Spanish ambassador jumps up and says, oh, I am so sorry. It was not my meaning at all. I hope I have not offended you terribly, etc. And sits down. And meanwhile, the German ambassador is sitting there stewing. And so he decides what to do, and he stands up and says, the German Reich takes responsibility for the next one.
good.
Period.
Thank you.